Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. Today's podcast is going to be, unfortunately, a bit of a sad one. This is in regards to another new condo development bites the dust. Now, this one here sort of hits close to home for me because it's in the Danforth East area. So the project that I'm talking about today, and it's not just specific to this, but it's in general. The project that fell apart here was called On the Danforth. The excitement for this project was really good. The pre-sales were great, but apparently the numbers just didn't work in terms of the financing that the developer needed or whatever. I don't know the exact reasons. I don't represent the developer. In fact, I never have or will. And that's what this is about today. To me, this is all about, obviously, you know, feeling bad for those people who did lock in. They, you know, about 3 years ago, most of them who bought at this project locked in. You know, obviously some of them got some great deals and now they're, you know, the deals are done. So that to me is a really, you know, it's a terrible thing that happens because whoever that is, they get their deposit back, but they really only get that. They don't get the interest, the appreciation, which is a huge factor, especially in our city. Some of those condo units may have appreciated by six figures by now. So in all honesty, they should be getting that back. I've tried numerous times to contact this particular developer and didn't hear back. This is back in December, right up to recently. And obviously, then I read the news in the paper today on the news blogs, and obviously it's all officially mentioned. So over the years, I've tracked a lot of builders, a lot of them, and the reason why. What you'll do right after you're finished listening to this is you head over to my website, which is uniquetoronto.com, or depending on where you're listening this to, but basically you'll be able to go to any of my blogs or any of my links on Instagram, which is going to be Instagram Toronto Real Estate Podcast, and you'll be able to access my latest report, which is the top five mistakes that new condo investors make. Having done this now for over 19 years this year, I've been able to see just about everything that you could possibly see during that time, the good, the bad, and the very ugly of this process. So during those years, what I've done is create a system. And this is for me always about everything I do, whether I'm helping a buyer, a seller, even a renter. I prefer to reverse engineer success simply because it's been done before and I've done this many times. In fact, for me, all the new condo projects that I've helped clients invest in over the years, every single one of them has always gone right to completion. Now, none of this was random. This isn't something that I'm very, very particular. I'm like, I guess you could basically... I use the example of the movie Casino, where Robert De Niro plays Sam Rothstein, and he was so detailed in what he would analyze as a bookie that he would even want to know what the wood that would be used for college basketball, the wood floors, what the bounce of the basketball was off those floors. He'd want to know that kind of detail. To me, when I saw that movie, that's almost exactly what I thought of. That's the way I am. Not only do I research the project, I research the builder. I research the builder's brothers, sisters, companies, like anything they have spin off, find out, you know, who the person is behind it, find out about them as much as I can. And in some cases, I've even found out where these builders live as part of my research, just because I want to go really deep on this. Anytime my client's spending any amount of money, I don't care whether it's, and it was, obviously it was the case a few years ago in the 2000s where you could get in for 100 and 200. And now it's more likely 200, 300 as the absolute minimum. It's usually goes up from there. But regardless of the amount, for me, every single time I do this, this is also not just my money that I'm putting in there as far as my time and my money, but it's also, you know, my security for you by doing all this. Now, again, having had 100%, having a 100% success rate over the last 19 years, for me, that's a lot of, that's still a lot of pressure that I want to continue. you. And I want to continue to do the research that I do where I advise you on the good projects, the bad projects, and the ugly ones. And there's always going to be that in just about every pocket of the city, including the GTA. I've handled consultations for projects from Oakville right over to Oshawa, right up to York Region. And I still do that on a weekly basis. I'm at a number of grand openings every month, checking them out, asking the questions that I ask, and doing my own background check on the project and the builder and everything else that's really so important in this process. So don't ever, and this is, again, I say this out loud, I've said this for years, do not ever walk into a sales center without some level of expertise with you. And that obviously, I hope, means me, but at least by downloading the report, the top five mistakes that most condo investors make over the years, at least you'll start to understand that. And there's more than five things, believe me, there's a very lengthy checklist that I go through before we ever get to the deposit stage. But I really want to make sure that you guys who are listening understand how important this is to me. So I'm so committed to making sure that this is done right for you, that I want to make sure that, you know, you've taken advantage of every possible, you know, early release as far as the type of properties, you know, any great promotions going on. Sometimes those are not posted anywhere. Those are, those are given exclusives for agents, for example, who are very active in those projects. I'm often one of the ones that gets added to those VIP lists. So that, in addition to the way that I've always done my new condo sales, which is via a group buying approach, you actually get to join my group without having anything to do financially with those other buyers. You become part of my gang. So if you can imagine walking into a sales center, just you or you and your partner, somebody, you know, just the two of you, probably won't really have anybody, you know, wanting to do anything for you besides the minimum. For me, when I come in, there's a lineup sometimes of 5 or 10 people that are with me, and I do limit it to about 5 or 10 because I do believe there's some science behind this as well. But when I go in with my group, which could be 5 or 10 people, sometimes more, sometimes split into, you know, different groups depending on the property and the type of places that each investor is looking at. When I go in there with that group, you can imagine that there's a lot more leverage. There's a lot more interest from the builder in my group versus just, you know, one or two of you. And that's just how life works. If you go in with a group of 5 or 10 people and there is a massive amount of buying power, it makes a difference. And that's something that, again, I've been working on this for years. I have the success plan set up for this. I've reverse engineered every aspect of this from the day you walk in to the day you get your keys. And very often the day after you get your keys, you give them to me and I'm either renting your places out or selling them for you when you're not living in there. So, and for a lot of you, that has been, a life-changing event. And I'm going to continue to do that. So make sure you download the report. You can, access it through my websites, just about any of them, via Instagram as well, Toronto Real Estate Podcast, or uniquetoronto.com, and you'll see the links. And you'll be able to access it from there and make sure that, again, you give yourself a little bit of an advantage to the average person, and make sure you share this with anybody you know who's also in the process of buying a new condominium. So also, if you can understand how important this is to me for you guys, I don't, you know, there's no less of a system in place for when we're buying resale. So this is for, you know, this particular report is for new, but I also have, a report that I do for resale, for condos, for resale homes, whether it's a home, loft, townhouse, mansion, whatever it is, there are specific checklists that I have for each one of those. So as you can understand, I'm very detailed about this. So I really want to make sure that no one goes into any property, again, regardless of where it is, regardless of the amount of money. For me, whether it's $500,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best expert advice you can get. You do not you do not deserve to go into a place and literally be, you know, at a disadvantage because you don't know certain things. You just weren't there at the time. So the analogy I've always said is that when you're working with me directly, one-on-one, and you've signed on to work with me, and I'm very specific after our first date, when we meet, I don't care if it's coffee, beer, burgers, whatever you want. There's no strings. After the first meeting, if you like what you hear, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But by the second meeting, we are either working together or we're not doing anything. There's no free rides for me, and I don't do discounts and I don't do freebies. So after the first visit, which is again no strings attached, to get to the second visit and the good stuff, you do have to work directly with me. And when you do, again, I only work with 5 to 10 people a month. That's my target. That's part of my actually this year it's part of my 100 Souls Challenge. And what I'm trying to do by doing that is also to help the hungry and the homeless and the hungry in our city. So if I can help 5 to 10 people move each month, buy, sell, or rent, I can donate 25 to 50 meals and you know, food, et cetera, to those services that need it. I think that's really, for me, that gives me sort of the ultimate reward. That's way better than a plastic trophy, and certainly something that you know, again, I don't need to be on a billboard. You'll never see me on one, because those who have to tell you that they're number one, very often there's a reason for that. I don't use that logic. I don't need to be number one on some chart in the office. I have been before, and again, it doesn't affect me. What happens, you know, for me, what makes the most sense is when I'm helping you focus on your goal. So my number one goal is to help you reach your number one goal. And your goals individually might be very different from one person to the next. So each time we work together, for some of you, it's literally just because, you know, I'm helping you sell your property because you just want to move up to a larger place. For some of you, you need a smaller place. For others, your place has just become, you know, too much to handle, whether it's the age or repairs, and you're going to, you know, move along and let someone else, you know, deal with those repairs, whatever they might be. They're obviously all fully disclosed, but you just let someone else handle it, and you move on to your next place. This is what I focus on. And each time you guys call me and contact me, and you go smartly as well to mysouledreport.com before you ever make a move, because again, you'll truly experience again my 5-star client program. And this is all done by me. So this podcast is me. Who's showing you properties when it's time? It's me. Who's selling your property when it's time? It's me. I'm very much committed to the idea of maintaining this as a, you know, having one very seasoned specialist for your move versus having 10 generalized, 10 generalists, meaning like just people who are, again, part of, you know, for example, a lot of teams have a leader and then have a couple of assistants and admin people and all that. And that's nice. It looks good on paper and maybe it looks good in pictures, but to me, there's no way that each one of those 10 people has exactly the same ability to handle your needs. And that's what's different with me, is I'll always maintain my business as a one-on-one, which is why 5 to 10 people a month, that's all I ever help. And there's a reason for that, because I need to maintain that quality and that level of professionalism for you guys, because you've deserved it, especially those of you who've been with me for many years. You've definitely earned your place at the table, along with, the fact that you've been loyal to me, and that you do deserve the maximum peace of mind when you're making a move. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want to, you know, have that in their corner. And again, the fact that I focus on not just the real estate aspect of things, I get right in. I get right into everything about your life. I want you to experience as much joy and security as possible. Like those are things that, you know, I probably can't put on paper. I can try, but very often it's really just making sure that you're absolutely living your best life. You're happy where you are. You're comfortable with the payments of wherever you are. All the stuff that, again, was never done for me before I started in real estate. And I wanted to create a system, literally like a one-stop shop where you have a real estate and a life coach sort of combined into one. And that's what I try to do, right from your financial fitness to your real estate fitness to your personal fitness, again, to making sure that your joy is at its absolute highest level possible, and your security. Because for a lot of people, your real estate is your security. So for some of you, it's your only retirement fund. For others, it's your income. It's a lot of things for a lot of people aside from being a home. So I want to make sure that you guys get, again, the absolute most from, you know, any investment you put in. And for me, I always tell people that when you're hiring me, for the most part, even at twice the cost that I would charge for you, it would still be a bargain. And the reason I think that way is because I've been able to do this for so many people over the years and give them, again, what I feel is, a much better advantage than they might just get from just anybody else. And that's just how, it is for me. And hopefully it'll be that way, for you guys when you meet with me and connect and do get to know me, because that's all part of this. The relationships, when you look back at everything, and this is even, Harvard studies have concluded this, that they've talked to people, towards the end of their life and said, what are the things that, that you have the best memories from? And it's the relationship. It wasn't what they bought. It wasn't even necessarily, where you went on vacation or, the car that you had, all this stuff. Cause, for me, I'm totally, I've had fast cars. I've had shiny cars. I drive a 2009 paid off minivan. By no means is it a showstopper. It probably needs, a bit of work, but it's mine. I don't pay for it. And I'm of the opinion that a paid off mortgage is a better thing in the driveway, than the paid off BMW. Oh, sorry. Than the BMW, which for the most part, from what I know of most realtors, they lease one or two cars because they want to appear successful, and it's usually nothing close. So for me, it's really about, again, actual, success and joy and happiness, nothing to do with, not faking it, not Facebook versions of it. Like, I'm talking about real life. So hopefully, all of the stuff makes sense to you. But again, I do want to apologize to those buyers, because there's been a lot of them, not just in this recent project, but there's others in the York region area who've also lost their spot in line and sort of had to start all over again. So before any of you who are listening, before you ever jump right back into buying a new condo, or if you're one of the, the first time buyers who's taking advantage of the new government programs, talk to me first. Don't make the mistake of just, getting the report and then just working with someone, that through a friend or whatever, that you're being told that, that might know what they're doing. If you're not listening to their podcast and their podcast isn't the top result on Spotify for Toronto real estate, then you're not getting your full value. And this is one of those things where whoever it is that sits at the table with you needs to earn their place there. It cannot be one of these things where someone just gets the job. If someone else is more skilled and has more talent in this process than I do, then I wish them, I absolutely think they should get the gig. But unless you've met with me first, you've talked to me, you've read my reports, and we've had a chance to work together for a little while, you will definitely make sure you'll definitely be in a bad position if you don't connect with me and at least meet with me once in person. Again, coffee, tea, beer, whatever, it's on me. So you can't say that that's the issue. And I'll meet you at work or home, whatever your preferred place is, whatever comfort zone you have, even a phone call at least, to start off. So if you go to my websites, you'll see that it's very easy to connect with me. And of course, these podcasts hopefully kind of,